As we announced earlier, today is the feast of Christ the King. Pope Pius XI gave us this feast day in 1937 when he issued the encyclical on Christ as King. And he explained all the purposes and principles behind it there for us to understand about the kingship of Christ and how it is that we are there to follow and live under the banner of Christ the King. He gave us this encyclical toward the end of his pontificate. It wasn't going to be much longer that he was going to be on the face of the earth. He had spent much of his time as Pope teaching us on education, on marriage, and in so many, many other areas that were for the good of Catholics and society, for their own lives and so forth. But woven in the midst of all that, of all these teachings, just about every opportunity that he had from the time he was the Pope until the time he died, he always gave warning about something else that was coming to society. And he even mentioned this in his encyclical on Christ the King. When he speaks of this warning again, he says that he institutes this feast day as a sure antidote against this great evil that's afflicting society. For example, here's one of the things that he wrote in his encyclical, beginning his works in one of his encyclicals here. He says, a modern revolution that has actually broken out and threatens everywhere, it exceeds in amplitude and violence anything yet experienced in the preceding persecutions launched against the church. Excuse me. I think when I get some water, I can clear this up. Unless you want to hear me coughing for an entire sermon. Okay. Going back to the quote, I'll start the quote again for Pius XI. He says, there's a modern revolution that has actually broken out and threatens everywhere, and it exceeds in amplitude and violence anything yet experienced in the preceding persecutions launched against the church. He says, entire people find themselves in danger of falling back into barbarism worse than that which oppressed the greater part of the world at the coming of the Redeemer. This was a tone that Pius XI had set from the beginning of his pontificate, and he kept warning Catholics about this. And like I said, he kept that warning up and instituted this feast day of Christ the King to help to put to an end this modern revolution. That if more people would live and honor Christ as King, seeking truth, honoring him in that way, then they would not fail like Pilate did in the gospel story of today, to follow Christ as King, to be true seekers after truth, and to live as they know they should. This particular revolution, this particular evil that Pius XI is speaking of, is atheistic communism and also its companion, socialism. He writes of this so much in the course of his pontificate to warn people about the great evils that were being inflicted upon the church and mankind as a whole as a result of this evil system. He reminds people that communism, socialism, are not just economic principles that can be accepted and rejected out there by men in society, but rather they have true evil against the works of men. That communism of itself is atheistic in its principle, leaping away from God, substituting for the things of God and for religion the ways of the state and the ideas of the state, obedience to the state, and following completely whatever the state itself sets up. Socialism as a principle goes a little bit further than communism and actually takes away from people their property rights, putting them in the hands of the state. Those things that belong to them by right from God, from nature, they work to take away from men in order to lead them in these particular ways. And so he worked hard to tell us about the evils of communism and socialism. And I know there's going to be some people here today that are going to say, Father, the wall fell already. Russia broke up and it's now the Soviet Union. The threat of communism is not there anymore. Why spend a whole sermon talking about communism or about socialism? Because they're not around anymore. And I'm going to ask you, how deep did you bury your head like an ostrich? Because that's the only way I can justify a comment like that for people whom I try to say, there is no communism, there is no socialism. Communism is very much alive. There was a news thing just a few days ago, asking people, what did you get out of this Olympic stuff that took place in China? If you thought that it's a country that has changed, you are far wrong. They are the largest country on the face of the earth now, promoting, continuing to promote communism, but doing it in such a way as Karl Marx wanted it to be done. Pius XI disclosed these particular points in his encyclical on communism. He said, communism is a pseudo-ideal of justice and equality and fraternity, that they hide their certain things away from people. And this is what the Marxists, the communists, were trying to do during this Olympic time, make it look like everything's fine, well, and good. No, they still want world domination according to the principles of communism. They wish to enslave the world according to that way. They are continue to work toward that end. All their military might, everything going on, will tend toward that direction. The events of even 2 months, the past 2 months, have shown to us that even Russia is still continuing its practices that it had after the Soviet Union. Anyone who studied, I remember as a child being growing up, my mother was very strong in the anti-communist movement because she said all Catholics needed to be in the work that we did. Anyway, there was a principle brought up about how the communists always react, the principle of two steps forward, one step back. They will always advance. They will never fully retreat. And so the fall of the wall, the things that have happened in the Soviet Union, all these particular things here are all part of this two step forward, one step back. It may take time for them in that one step back to make the next two steps forward, but guaranteed they will, and that is what is taking place today. And not just today, but since, as Pope Pius XI warned us about this revolution that has already broken out in his time and exceeds in amplitude and violence anything we've ever seen, that will plunge people into a barbarism that's even worse than the time of the coming of Christ, the people throughout the world have already heard the communist and socialist message. They are following them completely. There are teachers of them in schools, universities, going down to the high school level even. And if parents think they can send their children off to public school or the public universities and colleges and that they're not going to be affected and touched by these particular principles, you're absolutely wrong. That is how communism and socialism have used to advance their ways in society today, under this principle of two steps forward, one step back, to keep things hidden. And then eventually to be able to get people more and more thinking that way, until, like Lenin said, he said that at some particular point, we will so grab society and nations there, they will fall like overripe fruit into our hands. The principles of communism and socialism are taught greatly in our schools today, in the public schools. And even the terms that are, quote, Catholic schools also have such revolutionary type teachers. If you see your children coming out of these schools and they're losing their faith, becoming more materialistic, before giving more and way over to the ways of sexuality and immorality, understand this is the point and principle they are being taught in these schools, which is the underlying principle of communism and socialism, to bring an end, to bring a downfall to society through these points of materialism, immorality, and selfish gain. All of these particular points are there. They are part of the principles that happen, and they are very much alive today. Communism starts out with the idea of pretending to better the working classes, to tell the people who are laboring that, yes, there are real abuses, there are abuses taking place, and we can stand back and admit in some cases they are true. But they demand a more equitable distribution of all the world's goods, put them all in the hands of the state will take care of everything and distribute them to everybody as they should. Pope Pius XI calls this economic terrorism. That's his words, terrorism. This is way back in 1928, 1929, warning us about atheistic communism, and these principles he was warning us about then are taking place today. The worst fact of this whole thing with the communists is that they are atheistic and anti-God. They are mapping out a cold-blooded struggle, at the least detail of which is to bring about a separation of man from God and the true religion. That's their whole point and principle. Don't think it has died off. If you are that naive, you are truly naive. Communism is as alive as it was then when it first was founded in 1917, and its principles even with Karl Marx years before that. When Our Lady came at Fatima, she warned us that there would be like a foul flood, a stench going over the the mankind here, about the principles of communism, the errors of Russia, she called, because Russia was at the center of Bolshevik communism at that time. She warned us about that, and she gave us means to an end to help to overcome them. Socialism is different a little bit from communism, like I said earlier. Marx rejected it for whatever reason. He didn't want to have the full principles. He borrowed some, but didn't keep the rest. Full-blown socialism seeks power by holding capital, property, wealth, all that in the power of the state. It robs man of the rights of his own property and ownership, which are there by his natural right, God-given right. By nature, he has these rights. And it's a point of socialism to take them away. Socialism is materialistic, immoral, and contrary to the Christian ideals of a good society. Pope Pius XI said, when speaking about socialism, he said, it is impossible. No one can be at the same time a sincere Christian and a devout socialist. No one can. He shows the evil of that principle goes so contrary to even natural teaching as well as that of what the church has presented. Why bring all this up right now? Communism and socialism are on the rise, and Catholics need to be alerted. We were for so many years the vanguard worldwide against communist advancing. It was Catholics who did many things to stop the advancing of communism. It wasn't just tearing down the wall. It wasn't just because of Star Wars and some political things that brought the end to communism, at least publicly on these particular points. Their economic principles brought them down, but the prayers of many people also worked to do that too. But we'd be foolish to say that with the fall of the wall, then communism died on its own, because it's not true. It's going to do the two steps forward, the one step back, to make sure that it continues to advance. And if we fail in being the vanguard against it, it's going to advance tremendously. Not too long after the wall fell in Berlin, there's a group of traditional priests who promoted the idea that the three Hail Marys after Mass that are prayed specifically for the conversion of Russia, they can just go away right now. We don't need them anymore. Why? Because Russia's gone. That Russia, which is a big evil place, is gone. Anybody who knew anything about Russia and the communists and socialism knew it wasn't gone, and it's rearing its ugly head once again right now. Thankfully, that whole idea never got off the ground, and Catholics continue to pray, traditional Catholics continue to pray these three Hail Marys after Mass toward that end. With the upcoming elections taking place, this isn't a historical time. This is what everybody's saying. It's a very historical time in these elections. Yes, it is. We have the potential for the legalization of socialism. We're going to open the doors to the exploitation of the principles of communism. It is there. It is not that hard to read the signs. It doesn't take tea leaves. Anyone who understands the teachings as the popes have presented to us about the evils of communism, the evils of socialism, how Catholic principles have always taught in the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s, I end it there because of Vatican II, they wouldn't condemn communism. They made an agreement with Russia not to condemn communism, and so it wasn't. And so we see some of the evils in the modern church there where they've come to that compromise with communism and socialism. But Catholic principles were always set from before of explaining to us the evils of socialism, the evils of communism, so we can recognize them for what they are. Again, this is what Our Lady of Fatima came to say. She came to present to us the rosary as the weapon that is going to bring to end the errors of Russia being spread like a foul stench throughout the entire world. She encouraged everyone through Catholics, through the three children there, to pray their rosaries, to pray them faithfully every day for that intention, for that purpose, that Russia will cease spreading her errors. She told about devotion to her Immaculate Heart that God wished spread, that through her Immaculate Heart, these errors would come to an end. It's not going to be by politics. It's not going to be by bombs and wars. It's going to be a spiritual end because communism and socialism, at their basic tenets, are immoral. They are evil. They are against the rights of God and of man. And so therefore, since they are immoral in that sense, it's going to take morality. It's going to take moral teaching, moral force, prayerful force, using the rosary in that way. Our Lady gave us the rosary as a powerful weapon against the forces of evil. St. Dominic tried for years to convert the heretics, and he was unsuccessful. Even wars were fought against the heretics. They didn't change. Finally, Our Lady came, gave him the rosary, and said, "Preach my rosary." He did, and the heretics were converted. It stopped their advancing, and the Church of God could live on. The rosary is such a powerful weapon. It's proved itself to be that way, as a great weapon, especially against communism and socialism. When in Brazil in the 1960s, when the communist revolutionaries were advancing to take over that country, Catholics went on the streets. They didn't have a revolution. They didn't riot. They didn't have bombs. They all prayed the rosary. 400,000, 500,000, up to 1 million people marched through the streets of Brazil to bring a defeat to communism. And they did. That's the wonderful part about it. They did. With a prayerful, thoughtful idea, I'm going to pray the rosary. I know the power that is in this sacramental. I will use it and use it well. And that spirit of faith, they brought communism to its knees in Brazil. Once that spirit of faith was gone, well, socialism came in, and the first principles of Marxism are there right now. Terrible thing. As I said before, Pope Pius XI also gave us this feast day, the principles, the ideas behind this feast day of living as servants under our great King, Jesus Christ, that we will follow, do everything that he has, and understand that his is a peaceful kingdom. He may have rules and laws in his church, but they are not hard to follow. They are there to be able to suppress bad habits and sin within us, to keep us strong and safe. We know that because he is our good King. He desires only that you and I make it to heaven, and we do so by following him and all his laws and all that he rules. If we will follow Christ the King in this spirit, we can bring an end to communism and socialism by encouraging other people to do this. The reason, again, that Pius XI gave us the command to pray the act of consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus after every Mass on this feast day is important. And it's important for us this day to pray these prayers with fervor, with understanding of every word, with renewing this consecration. When we say, "Be thou King," I mean it in my very heart and soul. I wish to live as Christ the King, and through that, bring an end to any influence the evils of communism and socialism and all they teach may have in my life. Lastly, St. Joseph was presented to us by Pius XI as the patron in the battle against communism. Communism uses as its chief teaching tool the suppression of the working classes by the proletariat, the people above. And so they're always speaking to the working classes and causing class envy, class warfare. St. Joseph was a worker, worked harder perhaps than many of these people who do this point of revolution. St. Joseph, though, when he labored for God. He showed the true principle of how we labor and what we should do. And so that's why St. Joseph was made the patron in this battle against communism, for you and I to turn to him in prayer to make sure communism and socialism are defeated. Look at the weapons on our side. Now, the communism and socialism is advancing day by day. And like I said, it's possible if we're not prayerful and spiritual enough, advancements will be made even in these elections at the national, state, local levels and the initiatives that are set before us. The evils that are presented by them will be advanced if we don't do what we should. The weapons that are given to us, the rosary, to live under Christ the King as we should, to pray to St. Joseph daily for this purpose of the defeat of communism and socialism. It's up to us to pray. Catholics have always been the vanguard, the leading force in this battle against communism and socialism. Our best way to do this is by prayer and under the banner of Christ the King. Let's pray that we can do that in that proper spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.